I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. Thanks for joining us for the podcast today, brought to you by Blackfoot Communications.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
I'll say it again. We've been blessed in Montana, and I'm very thankful for that. In this way, it's energy. Energy has not been really a concern for us. Our industries, our businesses, just ourselves, we've had over the years pretty abundant, pretty reliable, pretty affordable energy. Will that continue? We see a lot of changes when it comes to energy. We're talking about how Montana is going to try to protect their own, and this is a controversial bill, but the issue is more broad. What are we doing to secure our energy future in the state of Montana? We'll talk about that today on Voices of Montana. That energy picture, we have to talk about it. We have to explore it. We have to get some math into it. We have to get some science into it. We have to, well, yes, let's also be concerned about our health and our safety going forward. The thing is, we can do all of that as long as we can have a conversation and start mapping out a direction. But unfortunately, that becomes difficult in today's super hyper-charged world. And that's to our detriment in a lot of ways. And that's part, I think, as we will unfold a discussion here, and Todd O'Hare will be with us here shortly, president and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. They've taken a position. That is their job. One of their main jobs is to protect the industries and protect the businesses and in Montana, at least. Well, I'll let Todd talk about it. Good morning, Todd. How you doing, sir?
Tom Schultz, good to be with you.
I appreciate you being here. Todd O'Hare, president and CEO of Montana's Chamber of Commerce. It's the largest business advocate organization in the state of Montana. And Todd, honestly, I'm just going to say it. I'm not trying to, blow smoke or whatever, but you've done a really, really good job taking care of that, getting a vision for the chamber, and then continuing to get everybody engaged in that vision. So I do appreciate that, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. And right, I mean, we couldn't do it without a great board of directors. And we have a strong and diverse set of business owners and representatives on the Montana Chamber of Commerce board of directors, and they're the ones that make sure that we keep focused on the things that matter most to Montana businesses. And so having those sort of business voices at the table with us helps keep us pointed in the right direction. And we're busy, and that's because there's a lot of things that are going on and a lot of opportunities here in Montana, and there's a lot of things that we're working on to try to kind of prevent some of the wolf being at the door as well.
I like that. You guys are very, very busy. This issue, I'm just going to turn it over to you and have you talk about it from your perspective there. I think we've, and I don't know if I've laid it out correctly enough, but a court ruling that tried to say, bring in climate change and very much there's a lot of things that are unproven about it into the whole formula for permits for Montana. The legislature has pushed back with a bill called HB 971, if I think that's the right number on it. But Todd, pick it up from there, please.
Sure, and I think that there's a lot of focus around the fact that a judge threw out the air permit for that Northwestern Energy natural gas plant there in Laurel. Mm-hmm. But it's a bigger issue than that, and I think that's the part that has raised the concern with us in the business community, and certainly with the Montana legislature, which they've taken some kind of unprecedented or some big unusual sort of steps in order to address this, just because of the timeliness of when this decision came. And essentially what that ruling that came out on that Laurel natural gas plant was that you have to consider the state of Montana, when they're going through the permitting process, they have to evaluate what the greenhouse gas impacts would be in Billings and within the state of Montana. And the frustration, I think, from the legislature is that in 2011, the legislature brought forward a bill and said, hey, we're not going to be evaluating greenhouse gas emissions and their impacts on a region here outside of the state of Montana. The judge took that and said, okay, you don't have to evaluate it on the region, but you do have to evaluate it within the state of Montana, despite the fact that there are no greenhouse gas requirements or regulations on the national or on the state level. And so the bigger part of this issue is that now the state of Montana, with a precedent in place, theoretically has to evaluate greenhouse gas emission impacts on any sort of state permit, particularly ones that may be controversial. And so that sort of a decision goes much broader, much bigger than just for the Laurel natural gas plant.
The solution to that, or at least one proposal to try and address that, and again, as you talked about, it is real big. It goes to the Supreme Court. They had a ruling, I think it was almost a year ago, that kind of pulled back on the environmental protection agencies. They were looking to really, it's not codified, but just cement some of these real broad-based climate change rulings, into precedence. And the Supreme Court has pushed back on that. This when will it come to a head, do you think?
Well, I don't know. On the federal level, right? I mean, I think that's the issue, is that, you know, there's a lot of concern about, you know, how you regulate greenhouse gas emissions, and if you should, and since this is, you know, a global issue, right, it shouldn't be left up to a single country or a single state in order to tackle this issue solely and on its own. And so we introduced this legislation that essentially, this House Bill 971, that essentially goes further and further clarifies to our courts, it's like, no, you're not going to have to evaluate greenhouse gas emissions in the state of Montana. And we believe that that will create some additional certainty that we thought we had certainty before with the original piece of legislation passed in 2011. But we're hoping that this will provide yet another, like, strong sign to the courts. It's like, look, we're not going to go down this road of trying to evaluate greenhouse gas emission effects until the federal government or the state of Montana decides that they're going to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. Right? They're not telling us we have to do anything with it, but we have to evaluate. And the state of Montana and the permitting agencies, they just don't have the tools or the capacity to try to determine how a natural gas plant in Laurel, how those greenhouse gas emissions might affect the city of Billings, for example. So, I mean, it's a very complicated issue, and until we, as a country, as a nation, decide that we're going to do something with it, right, it's one of those sort of issues that should we be spending time evaluating that, even though you can't do anything about it?
Right. And then proof beyond a reasonable doubt, either way, when it comes to the effect of climate change, is not really going to exist, I don't think, satisfactorily, for different courts. This is why it's got to go to one court, and hopefully it gets there soon. Again, Todd O'Hare is with us, president and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Find out more, montanachamber.com. Let's go back into this bill a little bit. 971, again, it deals with Montana's Environmental Protection, or NEPA Act, so to speak. And so this legislature has the ability to change that. The language came about, I mean, it's a rather, I don't know if it's a, I wouldn't call it a lengthy bill, the speedy nature to which it was introduced indicates to me that this language was prepared. But talk about this bill. Talk about, does it risk our environmental protections now through NEPA?
So the short answer to the question is no. And, you know, we've got a policy in place called the Montana Environmental Policy Act.
Yeah, thank you.
And the Montana Environmental Policy Act is, roughly to be able to explain it, is that it's essentially kind of a process for evaluating, projects that require a state permit. And so that applies to subdivisions, certain water issues, cities and towns when they have discharge permits, have to follow this process of evaluating, you know, what the environmental impacts could be. And so NEPA was intended originally to only be a procedural sort of process, right? It just lays out the process that you follow. Substantively, that's left to the legislature. The legislature is the one that says, okay, we're going to set certain criteria for water discharges. We're going to set certain limits on air emissions from mobile units, for example, or from coal-fired generating plants or natural gas plants. We're going to, the state legislature sets those sort of limits. And what we saw with this ruling on this Laurel natural gas plant is that they're essentially using NEPA, which was purely a procedural sort of a process, and they're using it to try to become more of a substantive sort of a process. Because as I said, like, we don't have limits on natural or on greenhouse gases in Montana. There are no limits on greenhouse gases in the country on the federal level.
Right.
So to try to use the process here to try to say, okay, now you've got to evaluate what those greenhouse gas emissions could mean for the city of Billings or the city of Laurel. It's practically impossible to do that. And as I said, right, this has the potential to apply to any sort of a permit that the state of Montana issues on any project, particularly those ones that are a little bit controversial. Think of a gravel pit, right? If you've got a group of neighbors that are frustrated with the proposal to open a gravel pit that is in their vicinity, right? They could now use this ruling and the precedent that it states to go in and say, hey, you've got to evaluate greenhouse gas emission impacts associated with the gravel, with the construction of a new gravel pit. And that just throws the entire state of Montana permitting process into complete disarray with no certainty. And so the legislature, because of the timing of this ruling, suspended the rules and said, let's see if we can address this since we're in town, because we have the potential here with this ruling of stopping all state permitting in the state.
971 is the bill. What's the status of it?
So the status of it is that it was heard in the House and now it is headed to the Senate. The Senate suspended rules. There's a committee hearing on it this morning in the Senate, and then it will theoretically survive that sort of Senate vote there and then go on to the full Senate. So it's moving along, and we're supportive of it. We're pushing it. We're working the bill pretty aggressively.
Has this been tried in other states?
I don't know, Tom. That's a fair question, and I don't know the answer to that. The original idea when the 2011 legislation was passed is we were seeing a lot of attempts here in Montana through litigation to force the state of Montana to consider greenhouse gas impacts in a region or impacts to the country. And that was why that legislation was introduced, passed, and signed into law by a Democratic governor. It was just like, no, we're not going to be in the business of trying to evaluate this thing because, right, there are no federal limitations, there are no federal regulations, and so we're not going to try to evaluate greenhouse gas emission impacts on a regional basis. And so this tightens it up, further reminds the judicial system, the courts here in Montana, it's like the legislature's intent is not to be going down the road of evaluating greenhouse gas impacts until there is a federal process or a federal set of regulations in place. And as soon as that happens, if it ever happens, then of course we'll go down the road. But until then, it seems like it's an exercise just installing and delaying projects in the state.
Todd O'Hare is with us, president and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Again, it's montanachamber.com. There's an article and an op-ed that is published by many lead newspapers. The Gazette is one of them, from the chair of the Montana Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, Courtney Kibble-White. We'll talk about that here a little bit more as we continue on to see if we're going to have enough energy for our businesses in the future in Montana.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
I'm Tom Schultz. We're back live here at Voices of Montana, part of the Northern News Network. Heather Marie Eustace will join us shortly here in a little bit. We'll talk about worthiness, so the worthiness formula. I'll just leave it at that. Todd O'Hare now, President and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce, as we continue our discussion. This was a Yellowstone County judge. I got a question on this, Todd. It was actually Judge Michael Moses who ruled here and revoked a permit that the state had issued for a gas plant, a very much needed gas plant, too, from Northwestern Energy. They're building in Laurel, effectively hauling the construction of that project based on, I think, unproven science and also possibly a misapplication of local and federal law. Todd O'Hare, again, President and CEO of the Chamber. Todd, I appreciate you being here. I don't want to get too much into the courts because I think we have seen a whole lot. There's a lot of things that need to be done because the courts, a lot of people are feeling the courts are just extending their jurisdiction as much as they possibly can over the legislative body and even over, you know, the administrative body too. But that's a part of this discussion. But I want to get back into the facts here, what we're facing in Montana, because as we look at this, we know we're going to be in a shortage for reliable peak demand, and it's not that far away. And in our future, we're trying to make sure that we have enough to support our businesses and industries in Montana. Give us part of that discussion going forward. Have you actually talked to maybe an industry expert or analyst who was saying, I'd come to Montana if I knew I could afford the energy prices there 10 years down the road?
Well, part of what I think we're seeing here is that Montana has long been considered a state that, you know, energy availability, the amount of energy that we have for our businesses and our homes has probably never really been in question. Right? I mean, you take a look at the fact that, you know, we've got the largest coal reserves in the country, perhaps in the world. We've got ample natural gas and oil. We've got ability for renewable energy, you know, with wind and solar. And so we've never really been in a situation that availability of electricity, reliability of electricity has been a concern. But we're increasingly getting to that point. And I think it's something that we at the Montana Chamber, we're trying to point point folks more in the direction of recognizing that as this area and this region grows economically and population-wise, given the amount of the electricity-generating facilities that have closed within the last few years, is that we are now faced with a situation where we could actually be running into electricity shortages. I know that here sometime around Christmas when we had that really nasty cold snap, I mean, we were precariously close to having rolling blackouts in Montana, yeah. Which is just startling to people to think, like, in Montana, right? This is kind of a land of plenty when it comes to electricity, but we've seen this slow, steady erosion of electricity generation in the state, along with growth in the entire Pacific Northwest, so that this is an issue that we've got to take much closer, we've got to pay much closer attention to, because it is a key component that people expect that when they go and flip on their lights, the electricity is going to be there. Businesses that are looking at Montana or have moved here to Montana, it's one of those sort of things that it's like, it's a given that you're going to have reliable and affordable electricity. And so we've got to do more to make sure that we've got that reliability in the state of Montana. And this natural gas plant, that was one component of it, right? It's one of those important components that we need, particularly during those times when it's the coldest and the hottest, which tends to be when the sun doesn't shine, tends to be when the wind doesn't blow. And so we need the ability to be able to have that firming power to flip on when we need it. Otherwise, we're going to be standing around here in 10 years looking at each other and saying, geez, what happened in the last 10 years? But now all of a sudden, we don't have electricity when we need it. And it's a real threat to the Montana economy. It's a real threat to our growth. We need to take it more seriously. And we need to consider all options when it comes to providing electricity that is sourced here in Montana.
Yeah, 175 megawatts. I'm going to peel off from this. I got this news headline upcoming. We'll come back after a short break, Todd, and maybe catch some other issues as well. One note, though, as I was looking at the hearing, one of the hearings on 971, testimony said that when they closed Colstrip Plants 1 and 2, they took out, 1 million metric tons of CO2. In fact, I think the total was 5 million metric tons. The Laurel plant will add 0.77 million metric tons. So we need this. And as far as natural gas goes, fossil fuels, it's amongst the cleanest, and it is very abundant. So this seems to be appropriate in a lot of ways. We're back with more. Todd O'Hare, President and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce, in just a bit.
Does your home qualify for a $70 discount on your internet bill? Blackfoot Communications is proud to partner with the FCC to help ensure that households can afford the broadband necessary for work, school, healthcare, and more. For more information on this federal program and to see if your household qualifies for a discount on your internet service, visit goblackfoot.com/ACP. Connect to more with Blackfoot Communications.
Enjoying our conversation with Todd O'Hare, President and CEO of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Todd, I appreciate your time here and the work on this. What else is going on your plate there?
Well, this has been an extremely busy legislative session for the Montana Chamber of Commerce. We brought forward 10 bills that were business-centric bills that dealt with a lot of litigation reform and impacts to insurance that every business pays for their business. And of the 10 bills that we brought forward, 9 are headed to the governor's desk. And so we've had an incredibly successful legislative session on behalf of the Montana business community. Of course, one of those was lowering the business equipment tax so that we get more tax relief to businesses that have equipment that they pay taxes on. And that was a big signature win for us as well.
Yeah.
Coming up on the 2nd of May, we're coming into Billings. We're joining with the Billings Chamber of Commerce. Have a little bit of a recap of some of the legislative wins during this legislative session. And so if you're a member of the Montana Chamber of Commerce or the Billings Chamber of Commerce, we'd love to see you. And if you're not, we'd love to see you there so we can show you some of the great things that we're doing on behalf of the Montana business economy here in the state of Montana. And so that'll be May 2nd. We're doing that for a reception, I think 5:30, there in Billings at the Depot. So we'd love to have you come to that. And the Billings Chamber of Commerce has been a great partner with us on a whole variety of issues that are affecting businesses here in the state. And one final thing. One of the issues that we're working a lot on has to do with housing affordability and attainability. And so I sat on the governor's housing task force here during the interim leading up to the legislative session. I was co-chair with him with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality Director, Chris Dorrington. And so we brought forward a number of bills aimed at trying to streamline processes for approving the construction of new homes in Montana. So we've been busy, busy, busy. And I would like to say that, we probably had one of the most successful legislative sessions in the history of the organization on behalf of Montana businesses. And so Montana businesses should know that, right, we're out there fighting for them every day, and we've really had a great session this year. We look forward to celebrating those wins.
Yeah, super. Is there an event going on, an RDO event? Have you got that in front of you?
I'm up in Big Sky right now. We're bringing career awareness and some construction sort of awareness to the high school here at Big Sky, along with promoting a program that we have that instills entrepreneurial thinking in the 6th through the 12th grades in high school. And so we're bringing that program here into the high school here at Big Sky and showing these kids here.
When and where? When and where, real quick, for today?
That's happening here today at the school all day here at the high school here at Lone Peak.
Yeah, super. Todd, appreciate it. Talk to you down the road.